My grandfather said it a few years ago, that sport is one of the most powerful mediums in which you can reach people from different demographics. You know, it has the power to inspire, it speaks in a language that the youth understand, and it is way more powerful than governments in bringing people together. So for us to be given this opportunity, rather, it was really great for us to be able to be involved in being part of this movement.
So we can say Grandpa's influence made you to be who you are today, right?
Definitely. I mean, there's no question about it. I lived with my grandfather since 1993, up until he passed away. So a lot of the values, a lot of the principles that he had closely, I kind of, you know, learned from him. You know, he was like my father, my mentor, my teacher, my guide, you know, my inspiration. So very much I took a lot of teachings from him.
What do you tell other youth concerning influencing the world through sport?
Well, I say to the youth that you got to dream and you got to dream big. Believe in your dreams. Do not allow people to tell you that you cannot do it. And, you know, as far as growing and develop is concerned, try and surround yourself with people that care about you, that want to see you achieving the best, you know. That's really the general message for the youth.
Lastly, 2 months after the death of your grandpa, who is a hero of the world, what is the family missing from him, specifically you, that has been close to him? And you said here openly that he influenced you a lot and you learned a lot from him. What do you think you miss from him?
Well, I just miss his presence, you know, his energy, because he had a very calm, serene energy, and just sharing that time with him, you know, and just being able to share a meal with him. You know, it was not so much the profound messages and teachings that he would tell me directly. He never taught me anything directly. You know, most of the things that I learned from him was just by observing and him asking me questions and understanding at a later stage that, oh, okay, I understand why he was asking that question. You know, he would ask me, like, so where's your girlfriend from? And, you know, did you guys meet in class? And he's always interested about the people that you surround yourself by. But you only understand at a later stage in life. He doesn't say you must be with somebody who's from your same demographic. He says, oh, it's rather good for you to be with someone in your class. You know, is this lady that you're dating in your class? You know, are you guys care for education? You know, do you have similarities? You know, so those are the things that I learned from him. And I remember once a certain musician from America came over to the house, and, you know, I think he had just met so many American musicians that we used to come over to the house, and he basically turned to me, and there was a picture of a South African sports player on the newspaper, and he asked me, do you know who this is? And I said, yes, Granddad, it's Brian Habana, he's a rugby player. And he said, good. And then that was it. But then I realized later he was actually trying to say that, yes, Daba, you're always bringing me these American artists who are famous all over the world, but do you know your own African artists? Do you know your own African heroes, your own African sports stars? But I only got that much later. So those are the kind of ways in which he taught me. It was never direct.